It's episode 100 of Dive in the Podcast, and tonight's special guest is a movie commentary. Dive in the Podcast is a weekly all about diving podcast for everyone. Whether you explore the oceans as a snorkeler, scuba diver, free diver, or tech diver, Dive In has something for you. The show is filled with diving news, feature interviews with guests from around the world, interesting dive topics, and ocean advocacy. Visit diveinpod.com to find out more about the show, past guests, and our Patreon. Hi, everybody. I'm Justin.
I'm April.
I'm Nick.
And we're the hosts of Dive in the Podcast. Well, we're almost the hosts of Dive in the Podcast. And Mitt, unfortunately, could not make it to our 100th episode. Mitt, we miss you. I wish we could have rescheduled. This is the way the cookie crumbles. We got people with trips and courses and all kinds of craziness. So tonight's our recording night.
As Mitt would say, it's one of those ones.
It's one of those ones.
I don't make it. It's one of those ones.
Well, we had nobody for him to talk to other than us. So that's why he couldn't make it.
He didn't prioritize it.
Well, no, he shows up and he talks to people, but we're just the normal people. So
yeah,
anyway,
exactly.
So tonight is a special episode. It's cool. It's our 100th episode. Congratulations, everybody. We made it to 100 episodes. That's crazy. Two years. Super fast.
How many hours of podcast do we have?
Oh, man, who knows?
Probably like 400.
Yeah, I can't remember from the like,
or I guess recording time, maybe 400 hours, but actual podcast
5,000 hours of our life.
Yeah. Be more like 120 hours, maybe.
Yeah, it's because we've got some longer episodes and stuff. So I can't remember the there was an update that said how many hours our podcast had in it, and it's quite a few, which is great. It's fun. We've got season 3 starting. What, next episode? Is that how that works? Yeah, I think it officially starts
episode 104, doesn't it? No, it's next week. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 101. It will be the second half.
Sorry, guys.
It'll be the second half, the thrilling wrap up to our interview with Pete Mesley. I'm sure everybody has loved part one, and we've left them hanging because super cool guy and lots of great stuff with Amit and April. Talking to Pete and making a cool two-parter out of that.
Yeah, it was a good episode. I really liked Pete. It was one of my favorite interviews we've done in a long time, if I'm allowed to say that.
Instructors
can pick favorite students.
And yeah, like we can't give any spoilers because half the episode isn't out yet.
Yeah. I'm not saying anything.
Right in the middle of it.
On the wraps.
on the down low, as we used to say when I was a kid.
On the down low.
All right. Well, you folks are probably wondering what we're doing. You may know already. We're watching The Life Aquatic. This is one of my favorite things to do on podcasts because, you guys listen to us every week and like to listen to us talk. And so we figured what the fun thing would be to talk to you while you're trying to watch a movie. So this is an audio commentary track. Imagine it the director's commentary track or something like that. Or some of you may be familiar with things like Riff Tracks, where they do a Mystery Science Theater 3000, joke around about the movie. So the way it works, if you've never heard of this before, is you queue up your favorite movie. I'm sure everyone's favorite movie, The Life of Aquatic with Steve Zissou. We can watch it here in Canada on Disney Plus. I'm not sure where anyone else can watch it. I'm assuming it's on Disney Plus pretty much everywhere because Disney owns the rights to it. Cue it up just past the Lionsgate logo. It's in black. For me on Disney Plus, that's about 9 seconds in. When I press play, it'll go directly into the movie. And it's just like the initial scene where the curtain opens and the guy walks out on the stage for the film festival. One important thing that you have to remember is if you listen to your podcast with any kind of any type of time dilation editing stuff on it, some podcast players cut out the silent moments or play slightly faster than 1x speed. If you do that while watching this movie, you will get very confused.
You'll get spoilers.
You get spoilers. Yeah, that's it. It's fun. I hope lots of folks listening to this podcast enjoy this content because it's fun. I enjoy it when some of the podcasts I listen to do it, which is kind of why I wanted to do it and brought it up as an option for our 100th episode. And yeah, I hope everyone enjoys it. Nick,
if people
April?
Are watching from Disney Plus, how many seconds does it start on?
9 seconds.
9 seconds. Just yep. Because I know when it's me watching from home, I'll want to know that.
You literally just said it 2 minutes ago.
Oh. Yeah.
That shows how much I'm listening. Sorry.
Good job, April. Starting off with a bang. yeah, and I think
that's
there's
why
only
I
one pays cut
attention
of this,
to so. Detail on my resume.
Paid for attention.
Paid for attention.
Yeah.
That's more accurate.
All right, so let's get this started. I'm going to count down from 3, and I'm going to press play on 0, and we'll get into the movie.
Ooh. Pop All your right. popcorn.
Pop your popcorn. 3, 2, 1, 0.
Action.
One of my favorite movies.
I love this movie.
How many times have you seen this, Nick?
Maybe twice, but a long time ago.
Oh, wow.
I think I've watched this movie at least 25 times.
I'm right there with you, April.
Mm-hmm.
This guy really loves his job.
This part reminds me of the Nutcracker when I would go with my grandmother as a child, because they would always do that exact thing.
With a brief Q&A to follow.
Yeah.
All the fish life in this movie is done by the guy that did the stop motion animation for Coraline and for Jack Skellington, whatever that movie's called.
Some Tim Burton stuff.
Tim Burton, yeah.
Sisu.
I was looking up things, and that's also the name of a swordfish meal at the restaurant this movie was written in. Pepsicata
really?
Island. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So many good fun facts.
Yeah.
It's like my dad, calm, collected, German.
Yeah. Topless for no real reason. Every time I see that, I expect like a stick of dynamite to blow up in the water.
It's a flare.
Man,
just like the Dalhousie Marine Bio students. No, I'm kidding.
Man, if only Amit was here to talk about trim.
I know.
I love the fake on the water sets.
With the rebreather.
Yeah. This is great. This is exactly how I expect Dr. Chris Harvey's Clark's.
I was just about to say that.
Oh, that's hilarious. You went there. Chewed.
Hydrogen.
Crazy eye.
Just when in doubt, just throw somebody some kit in the water.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Full kit. Just chuck it in the water. It's good. It's what I do.
That was a little rough ending there.
I know.
No, I'm just incompetent. Man, Bill Murray.
Bill Murray. Owen Wilson with a Southern accent is just crazy. His accent in this movie is like nothing I've ever heard.
Did you ever see, I'm sure you've seen the movie that he was in where they went to the asteroid or whatever.
No.
There was a guy from the South and he was making Armageddon. Fun of him. Armageddon. Yeah, he was in Armageddon. He was doing a fake Southern accent, making fun of his co-star. And so Wes Anderson made him do that accent for this movie. He was not supposed to be a Southern gentleman.
Hilarious. I like her hat.
It's amazing. All the hats are amazing.
What fun. Your colleague died. What fun.
What
fun. What fun.
No.
I thought that after we did the Whale Sanctuary project, we would have this sort of thing in celebration, but we didn't.
You didn't have a black tie event celebrating your wading through the mud?
No, I thought for sure I'd get to wear feathers in my hair, but I didn't.
These days, April, you don't have to have any kind of requirement or need to wear feathers in your hair. You can just do it.
Do whatever you want. We should have a black tie event for the dive shop sometime.
Well, I feel like Bill Murray plays himself in pretty much every movie. I also feel Jeff Goldblum plays himself in every movie, especially where he's a jerk. I need a new nemesis.
Oof. Who is your nemesis, guys?
I don't have one anymore.
Justin's my nemesis now.
Oh.
You're going Come on down. Now, don't be modest.
And then who is this lady? Obviously, he's had an affair with her.
Oh. Yep. Dive shops for you.
Yeah, exactly. Scorned lovers.
The Zizou.
<He's> the Zizou. You are the Zizou behind Zizou.
A seahorse. Oh.
Pony fish.
Obviously, April. It's crayon. My partner always makes fun. Pam makes fun of my pronunciation of crayon all the time because I say it too fast and it just comes out crayon.
Great.
Electrona.
Crayon.
Yeah.
Squid can be scary. Big squid like that, scarier than a shark, in my opinion.
I think giant eels are scary because they're slithery. I love
Cartograph
that
all the version. Things.
Yeah.
Could have done that at home. He's wearing his PJ pants too.
Yeah. It's an awesome boat.
That is an awesome boat.
Love how they all have, many of them have slightly different hats.
It's just like when Pam's grandmother made us all hats.
Exactly.
They're all slightly different.
They're all red, but kind of different.
A little different. Remember mine had the pink frilly stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Just Then I'll go chase the guy down to finish what Steve started.
Ah, shit. Rainbow ponyfish is in the champagne glass.
Definitely gonna die.
This is basically what I expect Blackbeard's to be like next week.
So, are you recording a documentary? He's actually recording audio for the movie in most scenes. They just put him in as the sound guy for the documentary.
Why not? Most, you're already going to have a guy with a microphone.
So trivia. Clever.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Oh, no, no, it's the kid putting the seahorse in the fish tank.
That's how he lives.
Well, there's no water in the fish tank, so probably not, I guess. Nah.
You're right, there is no water in there.
They're always messing with the power on the in the ship in every scene.
I saw that coming.
Yeah. Bill Murray mansplaining how to play, you know, whatever that card game is. Okay, man.
That's what I'm going to start saying. People will introduce themselves. Okay.
Hi, April. My name's John Smith from The Reporter. Okay, man. Keep walking.
Okay, man.
Yeah, just do that to all your customers in the shop. See how that goes.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, I will.
We'll go. I want to buy some scuba kit. Okay, man.
Okay, man.
Okay, man. It's like that movie, Yes Man. Okay, man.
Yeah.
With the little red hats, they look like Nick. With Nick and his little red hat all the time. Not Jacques Cousteau, just Nick Winkler. I think it's his trademark.
Pro tip, don't put your red hat in your dry suit pocket when you're going in the water. That happened to me the other day.
It's probably fine, though. It'll dry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just kind of when you come out of an icy river, put in a wet, icy, wet hat on. That's not what you have in mind. Uh-huh.
You should do a pro tip next week.
Pretty sure the script girl is in the background wearing a sheer shirt because she's not topless, but basically. I've also never noticed that before. Kentucky Air. Soundtrack, this movie is great.
Titanic moment. That must be why his air consumption isn't very good. So much
because
smoking.
All the slow motion smoking.
Yeah.
You didn't know slow that smoking improves smoking your air consumption? You've got less air exchange, so you don't need as much.
Wow.
Probably my
son. You should start introducing your son, Justin.
This is probably my son, Leland.
Yeah.
God, Pam would shoot me. He looked around like he. Oh, I wasn't listening over hearing any of that.
No.
They're Kentucky. Okay. Ooh, nice picture of the set there, Nick.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Is that the boat?
Yeah, it's a set.
Oh. Yeah. The best part of this movie is that they built the like one-to-one set of the ship.
Hmm.
Apparently all shot in Italy.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Here it is. So cool.
This is a cool part.
That was good timing.
Mm-hmm. It actually was a sub hunter.
We need one of those in our dive boat. Sana.
Yeah. All these unattended boiling beakers.
Look at all the wine.
Mm-hmm. Need to get those for the dive shop.
Hmm.
Of course. I also want to use that line when referring to people. Supposedly very intelligent, although I've never seen any.
I was just thinking that. Oh.
No. It must have been that girl, other girl's name.
Deep search.
Deep search. Apparently, Jacques Cousteau's boat had a helicopter, a sub, and a hot air balloon as well.
Wow.
I didn't know about the hot air balloon.
Yeah. Great pick.
His son was a pilot. Like, died. One of his sons died piloting a plane.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Big time asshole.
I love the flip flops with the.
Kingsley. Me when I go out for dinner with my dad.
So you tell your dad?
I'm kidding.
Yeah, that's what you. He doesn't know anything about wine. He won't buy more than a $16 bottle. It's something about a 15-year-old cousin at a disco.
What?
Just when they cut in on the conversation. Take that as your ring and tosses it away.
Gives it back to him.
What a good guy.
It's a good son.
I love the Air Kentucky uniform that he continues to wear, especially the big weird bow tie thing.
I think most people do that. They keep wearing their uniforms like days and weeks after they leave work, right?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, Hank Chen came in the shop the other day and he had a Torpedo Rays staff shirt on.
Staff shirt? Yeah. Of course he did.
Yeah. Yeah. And he unzipped his coat to show me, and he's like, I still wear it. Like, good.
Start working. handshake.
I didn't start know working. How to tell him that he's supposed to give those back after he leaves, but I couldn't break it to him.
Such great versions of all these songs in Portuguese.
I'm starting to think that looks like a little prison. The guy with a guitar around the shop.
Do. Place would be a whole lot cooler if you had a guy with a guitar singing all the time.
We need maybe even a ukulele, you know?
Let's not go too far.
Bagpipes.
It does look prison-like, though. You're right, Nick. Got the...
cat's dead.
Oh, it didn't spread it on toast?
Oh my god. I had to do that to my parents once because their cat died and it literally exploded in its throat. And I had that exact conversation when I was like 18.
Oh man.
Poor cats.
The reporter that he's supposed to be picking up from the airport, I'm pretty sure.
A fish. Imagine. The red button. Rubber tied. I like all the pajamas.
Yeah, matching team pajamas. That's what the podcast needs.
And they look like prison outfits too.
True.
We should have podcast pajamas that we all wear every week when we record the podcast.
Love it. So pissed. Oh man, next bit so good when he learns to scuba dive.
A red cap and a speedo.
That should be the end of every Torpedo Rays job interview, April. I'll order you a red cap and a speedo.
I'll order you a red cap and a speedo. You're going to need it. They're man of wars. Oh, who is this? Oh, that's who we forgot to pick up.
Yeah. He's got the Trump motto, always blame someone else.
Supposedly your son.
Paternity test is next week.
Yep.
and his money.
Or to the Jaguar
and
shark.
And his money.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's kind of nice. This was me asking for permission to take time off work to go to Blackbeard's.
You need to see this through, April.
I need to see this through.
But Amit's going, Jason. Mm-hmm. Just, I think I need to see this through to the end.
I need to see
somebody
this
somebody needs to supervise Amit out there.
Who reads a book out loud to themselves?
April, you've seen this 25 times. So apparently she got pregnant during shooting, so part of the time she's wearing a fake belly, and the other part of the time it's just hers.
Oh, so it wasn't written into the movie that she was pregnant.
No, it was. Oh. But then she got pregnant
for
at some point, and yeah, did no longer at one point required the fake belly.
What is it when you like get really into the role? Method acting or whatever?
Yeah, method. Yeah. Some serious method acting. So awkward.
It's awkward?
Yeah, just walk into somebody's room in your boxers, undershirt, and listen to them read for a while.
It reminds me of, like, university dorms.
Hmm. Never experienced that.
Adidas.
Amazing.
Zoom. Product placement there.
We need custom T-Rays Adidas.
Who sponsors his leg holsters and 9 mils.
Don't know. They always say it is, and it never is.
Uh-huh.
I don't think he looks very good for 52.
I love the orca in the background, just swimming by the window constantly.
Oh, there's another cat.
Yeah.
You guys ever see the Yellow Page advert with the shark in the aquarium and the glass breaking? No, we got to put that in the show notes. I got to dig that up. It's super old, but it's so funny.
Oof. Damn straight. Stuff's recorded.
Off the record. He's not covering my expenses. Upside down, orca. Having a good time. Ned.
Sunny.
I like Willem Dafoe.
Oh my god.
Such a great actor.
Yeah.
German ninja?
Yeah. Shining his shoes.
So good. So proper.
Some things don't age well.
No.
Not at all.
Some things never aged well. What a great defense.
What year did this movie come out?
Next day it came in. 2004.
It's almost 20 years old.
That's crazy.
Yeah. All those old narrow thread, low pressure 72s or whatever, low pressure 50s in the background.
Those two. Look at them, all dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine.
Do the intern get steel tip boots? No, they all share one. That's an inside dive shop joke, because April smash her toe today. On a tank.
Communal shoes, steel toed boots.
Love the speakerphone, though.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Stay the blazes home.
He's just a 40s or 50s talent producer. 50s talent producer, I guess.
Yeah.
60s? What time is this movie set in? Here we go.
You know who, going the wrong way. Steve Zissou kind of reminds me of?
Who?
Sean Parker.
Good. Take a pew for a spell.
Now that I've worked, I guess in a movie, I realize how each of these clips could be recorded individually. I always thought that you recorded the full scene all in one take, one go, but it's literally each one of these frames could be filmed individually.
Yeah, they may not even be in the same room at this point.
Nope. Those could not even be them walking. Those could be the stunt doubles. That could be me.
Could be April. Pretty sure that's April in the background there. The one in the glasses and the tie.
For episode 200, can we do kids versus aliens? And then we can pick out the scenes that I'm in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh my God. That reminds me a lot of my grandfather, but it was 2004. No, he's got a Nokia cell phone in his pocket.
Indestructible what? Nokia.
I'm so confused by this movie.
In 2004, I was six. So, I don't know.
I think I was starting my first master's in 2004.
Little nudity, just to spice things up.
Cats, more cats.
That was me on the ice course.
There's a Reddit thread about deciding when this movie takes place.
Yeah.
And there's everything from 70s, early 80s, 50s, 60s to 3027.
Sand dollar.
Impossible. It would be broken by now.
You could not ride that bike on the beach.
I mean, that he did, April. News. That's not movie. This is great. This is it. I love this
what
bit.
What kind of fins are those?
Scuba bros. Scuba instructor was just sitting on the side of the pool. Just get her to swim a bit.
He just pops up.
Don't. And to wipe his spittle off his face. Check the exposure.
They're having movie night too?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They're watching their own.
Look movie. At all the little action figures. I want action figures of the Torpedo Ray staff.
Have you seen the scuba diving action figures?
Ice diving.
Literally.
That's just ice how diving. It's done.
Everybody keeps their toes in the water.
A weasel. Ferret. Oh, I was way off.
I love how Krause has got a mohawk in this movie. Great. Back before Ned Blimpton. He's got his own pinball machine. Man, that guy knows how to really get all the merch. He's got a giant bag of red toques.
Staff room in the basement of the shop with all the foosball table, pinball machine, couches, bar.
I think a good drinking game for this would be take a shot every time you see a cat.
Sure. I was just thinking that. I was like, I wonder Lost how count. Many cats were in this film.
It's probably the same two. I just got Maybe. Two cats for the whole shop.
Oh my God. That's going to be Hunter on Blackbeards for sure.
Hunter, if you don't go on this dive, how will we know what fish we saw?
He's got to see it through.
Mm-hmm. Got your nose.
Got your nose.
Bill Murray, so emotional.
Who are you going to call?
Bon Voyage Busters?
Not Steve Zissou.
Steve Zissou. Dramatic flyover.
Wee. Where's this boat now?
In Dubai, some millionaire bought it.
Really?
Yeah. And renamed it. Sail?
Or is it like in storage?
I assume it's in the water. I don't know.
29.
This is power tubes have seized up and blown a gasket. In case you didn't know which way it was. Hmm? Look at the camera, Ned. Yeah, sure.
It's going to be me this summer at the shop.
With the snapping point.
Yeah. Hot air balloon. Just like Jacques Cousteau.
Wish I had my own hot air balloon.
Me too.
Be nice, just cruise up above the neighborhood.
Jacqueline.
It's gut.
Nope.
Something
making
don't
a move.
We just carry on. Why'd you abandon that?
Nice one.
So gotta great. Do what you gotta do.
You use the freaking flame there for the hot air balloon to light his joint. But I love the dolphins.
Just hanging.
Beautiful.
This is like me and my dad when I got hired. Do you mind? Yeah, yeah, make it a little trendier.
I think those Team Zizou sweaters could use an update too. Just a random Z on it.
It's effective. Like it's effective. What was that? It's effective.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Their hats don't match.
I really want to make the red hats part of the Torpedo Rays uniform, to be honest. Aww.
So come on, Bill. And our dinosaurs may be released. I love the Of course, Hennessy has two turtles.
Borrow it.
He's got a robot arm there. It's definitely not the 50s or 60s. Guess it's just the 50s or 60s on his boat. Script supervisor and navigator. Nobody wants to go the extra 2 inches.
God, no. Yeah, we definitely need this cappuccino
definitely the
machine.
Cappuccino machine. Okay, that's going to take way more than 15 minutes.
Yeah, I know. Clean this place out. Same guy had to make him his Campari.
Looks like the compressor room at the shop. No, I'm kidding.
They've set up all the Hennessy stuff down in the engine room because they didn't want to do it in their, I don't know, sauna or anywhere else. Ha ha. back on the road. Let the camera zoom through the stairs.
Can through feel the steps.
Yeah.
Not been enough diving in this movie so far.
No. He's wearing goggles, his goggles on tub. And upside down. No.
I want to know if that water is actually warm on the set.
I bet it isn't. I think it's not even bubbling. I think it's just the audio is bubbling.
Good call. It's eating a sandwich in the hot tub. Classic weird guy thing.
You're telling me you've never ate a sandwich in a hot tub?
Nope. You, April?
No. I can be quite confident about that.
I don't know. Maybe. Can't say for sure.
So, he's got a piece of rebar made into a crowbar. I wonder what he's looking at, those binoculars.
Look at the wetsuits.
They're such good wetsuits. Almost as good as the music here.
Mm-hmm.
A little hip shake action.
Good old neoprene
doubles suits.
They've all got their doubles, and
I'm seeing a little bit of hand movement here. Flutter kicks.
I love these underwater sets.
Yeah, they're good.
It is pretty cool. So, were they actually diving for this portion?
They're in a. Like, they're on a set. You know, they're just.
Is it a pool?
Yeah.
Look at the scooters.
Like they have ferns that they've these plastic ferns.
I know that's a camera.
Yeah. That's a camera. Yeah.
I thought it was a scooter. It's a camera.
So, a different nickname. Other than Dad.
I don't think they have any bladders.
Just nope.
Tanks and harnesses.
Yeah, single pressure gauge, single rig. Picked up from their very old set of doubles to their
and the emergency valves. Mask. Like the pull down valves at the back.
Oh, J valves, yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. I didn't catch the J valve there. Good. Except Steve there has got a big thing like it's a rebreather, but it's just a backpack.
Podcasting.
Yeah. That guy never says anything positive, I don't think, in the entire movie about anyone's recording. How was that one? Let's do it again.
Yep.
I told you.
Drink every time their power goes out.
My power's been out too many times. I'm out of alcohol. Pirates.
Rap row.
That's that book called Trawlers. Dinghies.
I'm just looking.
Trawlers, junks, and dinghies.
Oh, in the sauna. Not Kingsley.
Like he wouldn't know who the other Zisu would be. Make a good single mother.
Flirting 101.
Because he tried to kiss you in a hot air balloon?
I had no idea.
When you shut him down in a hot air balloon?
There comes a dolphin. Bow, bow, bow.
Just happens to look in at the dolphin. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh.
Four. This is just counting down the boarding. The bamboo ladder.
Too busy in the sauna. It's me at the Nordic Spa on Sunday.
Are you going to the Nordic Spa on Sunday?
You bet I am. It's another birthday occasion. That's the only reason I go there. Uh-oh.
Looks a little worse for wear.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Wearing a robe.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you skip watch.
The guy's got like a ski mask, but he doesn't have it pulled down. His correspondence is on the table.
So is specific. This a set?
Yeah.
Or is this on the boat?
I don't know. Question.
It's probably on set, I would imagine.
I would love to tour the boat, see what the boat actually looks like.
Rust bucket? It's good.
Oh, that's funny. I never caught that before, that they were sitting in the kitchen at the hotel. They were all hotel workers before they became pirates. So good. Just the little things that really make difference in the world.
The little things. Nope. We all know that girl. No, I'm kidding.
Gonna Hulk out.
Oh.
Crazy powers. Eyes.
Crazy eyes.
Yeah, he channels his power of the gerbil, chews through his ropes.
Power of Zizou.
Oh.
Use the interns as human shields.
Yeah.
Did Jacques Cousteau ever do this? Gunfight in a Speedo?
Probably not.
Is this
not
based off true events?
Oh, real events? You're yeah. Right. Probably is.
Yeah.
Of all the gunfire back and forth, no one shot anyone except for the one flesh wound. Throw the gun. Classic. It's what you always do. This is why I go through so many guns and run out of ammo, and then I just throw it at something.
Throw them in the middle of the ocean where nobody can find them.
Yeah.
Oof.
Just standing around.
Might want to take care of that fire in the boat there.
Yeah.
No.
Cody the dog. Oh, he did kill one. Dramatic zoom. No.
Oh, I recognize him.
You recognize what?
The actor there.
The intern?
Yeah. It's from that crime TV show. With a behavioral unit. The FBI behavioral unit.
Hmm. Matthew Gray Gubler.
Mm-hmm.
Criminal Minds.
Go on.
323 episodes.
Ooh. Jesus.
Uh-oh.
It's got his elephant gun.
Steven.
I love how he's Filipino guy, and for some reason he's wearing the Rising Sun headband. Hennessy's got a slightly larger Lord Mandrake photo on the back.
Cody.
This is the worst.
Wow.
See what I mean when I think Goldblum pays himself?
I don't know him that very well, so I can say.
I'm just making baseless accusations.
Uh-oh.
Don't you know?
Don't you know?
West Port-au-Patois, don't you know? Draws the line in the sand. Makes no sense. So upset. Kind of hard to tell your publisher, don't contact me. Yeah. one of those pens that has like three inks on it, red, blue, and black. Those are my favorite pens from back in the day.
Try to push all of them down at the same time.
Exactly. No. I wonder where all those flags in the background on the walls are.
They're signal flags.
Yeah, are they?
Nautical signal flags, I think. Could be country flags, actually.
Let's say they looked a little...
Bottom left one might have been Portugal. Hard to tell from the distance.
First he complains. First he tells her that
everybody drank, power just went out.
Yeah, but I don't see any cats though. Cats have all disappeared.
Getting late in the cruise there. Food options are getting low. Exactly. He does the speech, comes down, says that was all off the record, and then is really upset she wasn't there listening. Man. God save the stew.
It's like you, Justin. No, I'm
kidding. I haven't often been a fugitive from the law. They're being towed. He's going crazy. And they're like in the bay. Go back to the University of Alaska.
You got a free trip out of it.
Uh-huh.
Worth it.
Definitely worth it. I don't really ride in enough ribs to ride around like that in that pose, holding onto the rope with one foot up on the inflatable.
I couldn't do it.
I was going to say I'd give anything to be on one of those right now so I'm warm.
I know, right?
Cool frogs.
Yeah, like frogs.
The ex-wife.
The research
assistant. Nick, if you grow your hair out, it'll look like that.
Working on it. Another few years.
flicks the lizard. Such a douche move.
Javi is watering plants in the background.
Yeah. In this market? I was looking at the stuff Angelica Houston has done. She's been in so many TV shows and movies. It's nuts.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking that, actually.
The great tracking shot
to the sauna.
Oh, Klaus is so happy. Pats him on the shoulder. The one time he's been upset about him using camera.
And the only camera on the boat.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. The way that scene played out.
Mm-hmm. The cut to the real ship.
It's really well done, though, because they don't really care that you can see the set.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like Wes Anderson movies.
Hmm. Oh, damn. Always chewing gum.
Always chewing gum. It's very sassy.
I assumed she was quitting smoking for the baby.
Oh, that could be true, too.
And the evil eyes over the shoulder.
But he got to see it through.
Eleanor is back.
Of course I do.
Of course.
Just narrows it right down. This points to the wrong island.
Speak on the record.
Doesn't give a shit. Doesn't care. It's his job just to sit down there in his denim, red denim ball cap beanie and just watch the thing ping.
Oh, you gotta, that's the ultimate mission as a shark, eh?
Yeah.
Grilled cheese sandwich.
Made so many grilled cheese sandwiches in the past 6 months. Leland You've is addicted to grilled cheese sandwiches. Oh my God, so many.
I love a good grilled cheese sandwich.
One of the things I learned, if you put mayonnaise on the outside of it instead of butter, it's a better, more golden, more consistent grill.
Interesting.
But you can't put butter on the outside.
It's like eggs.
What's
it makes
that,
it
Nick?
Too greasy, man. No. Butter on the outside makes it too greasy.
No, if, how the F do you have a grilled cheese sandwich without some sort of something on the outside? Nice. Missing out on the best part of life, Nick. Butter.
I think we all need like some pipes.
Some pipes? Like to be able to sing or to smoke? Because I'll take singing. You can take smoking. I don't want to touch that
shit. I like the on the boat deck, smoking out of his pipe, the Jacques Cousteau toque.
You should take the red toques and the pipes down to Blackbeard's and take some photos.
Oh, the underwater set again. Absolutely. My favorite.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I love the music.
He's up on the top of the ship. Oh man, the rescue scene is so good. This is it. I like how they got the Volkswagen on the beach.
Patty rescue diver.
Classic emerging from the ocean.
How did the dog get ashore?
The dog swam. Paddle, Nick.
Huh?
It's a dog paddle.
With three legs?
Doggy paddle.
At least he's got the gun and the whatever the hell that thing is called. Spear gun.
Do you know how hot you'd be running in a wetsuit like that?
Oh my God, so hot. See, look, the dog's got three legs. It's still faster.
What's he wearing for a hat, the other guy?
Swamp leeches.
Hey, Torpedo Rays has got some of those weight belts.
Yeah, we do, actually.
The swamp was like 3 feet by 3 feet.
Oh, what's a rum cannonball there, Mr. Vegas?
You know? It's made up. Guaranteed doesn't exist. I'll Google it. Oh, it's real.
What is it?
Light rum, dark rum, pineapple juice, pomegranate juice, ginger ale, grenadine, and more rum.
Sounds delicious, actually.
It's got 3.5 ounces of rum in it.
Wow. Strong.
Yeah. I love the dingley ball. Tazita. This guy is clearing rooms like.
Anybody see anybody?
Look at the. Just got his hood pulled up over his head, wearing it like a weird stocking. This,
I feel like the elevators are going to open.
Yeah. Oh, good line.
Rolling down the stairs.
That was me yesterday. On my front porch.
Slipping. Uh-oh. Papa Steve. What kind of watches are they wearing?
I was trying to figure that out. You are my son to me. I feel like you can order some dry suits with that same build these days.
Absolutely.
Get some like $2,000 Oceaner ones. The Bond Company stooge. They're monsters. They buried all of them.
Oh, not the pup.
Going back to its owners.
Yeah. Hmm.
Nah. Damn.
Can't get his gun out of his holster. Runs in. Good thing they got that dynamite.
The other dude's still alive.
Yeah, he's shot through the chest. All right, he's got two lungs. He didn't need that one.
That's criminal.
Random boa constrictor on the golf cart.
Big snake.
This gizmo is out of... Just like the guns.
Aw, just a kid. A cap and a speedo.
See?
It's a thing. I'm done.
No, poor Cody.
You gotta get Cody. Like,
are you fucking kidding me?
Oh. The dolphins.
The dolphins are there.
Even she's got a cool wetsuit.
Mm-hmm.
Belafonte.
No.
Ah.
Totally
specific.
Yeah.
It is very specific.
Action time.
Oh. Got putting on his flight suit. He bounced the coin off his bed to make sure it was made to military specs.
It was made properly.
No one was waving at you, Hennessy. Okay, it's more emotional than my children. That's pretty emotional.
Very emotional. It's true. For a German guy.
Cool, collected, German.
German. Oh, his letter.
Look how now he's talking like a 12-year-old. I live with my mother. Yes.
You can.
Exactly. Oh.
Jaguar shark. Oh, shit. This is exactly why Torpedo Race doesn't have a helicopter. You just never know.
That thing's not going to pass MVI.
Exactly. Lost his hat.
It's not a good sign.
No.
No. Oh! Steve, see?
He's on the Walmart dinghy that they had attached to the helicopter. Yes. Probably flew into a tree. Water on the lens.
Yeah, I'm just kind of trying to work through that. I guess that was intentional, but
it was very intentional. No way it couldn't have been intentional. It was so much. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Wonder what island that is. Maybe it's Middle Ping Island. Thought there was a cat in the water for a second.
We don't have to drink.
Been a while since I watched this movie. I don't remember half of this stuff.
Oh.
The air Kentucky people came. That's what those planes were.
Yeah.
Took me a second to figure out.
She wrote him 30 letters, 50 letters. Hennessy still isn't wearing a shirt. Maybe he's the new script supervisor.
Can you imagine? Full coffin, just boop.
I mean, it definitely wouldn't be sinking down to the bottom that fast.
No.
Full blood weight.
It would float. for at least a while, till it gets like waterlogged.
That would be the exact place I would hang out on the boat whenever possible.
It's where I would hang out too. If this was Yellowstone, he would be Walker.
He'd be singing some sad songs.
No.
Oh, good. He's grown. Still working on the power panel there.
It's got the intern on it, though.
Yeah. Before, the intern was looking at the diagram. And that guy was doing it. And now it's backwards. Everything's changing in this movie. That's how I feel all the time. What was I going to say? A little bit.
It's part of his charm. Everybody drink.
Hop in the sub.
This is a
very big sub.
I was just thinking that no more than 6 passengers at a time.
Such a great scene. Apparently the Jaguar Shark is one of the largest stop motion animation puppets ever made.
Really?
3 meters long.
Wow.
You did your research.
I read some random trivia today, probably.
Maybe he's making this all up and we don't know any better, Nick. We're just believing him.
I'm just telling you so much bullshit.
I read it in the paper. I'm sure they checked their facts.
Exactly.
Like the headlamp.
Great fish. Slinky fish. the very cool underwater seascape here.
It is.
Math checks out.
The chimneys. The moment we've been waiting for.
The entire movie.
Please tell me somebody's rolling camera. Oh, yeah. There we go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
hold it steady there, Stevesy.
Old Stevesy. Sure. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably still digesting your friend.
No.
Sad Zuzu.
Sad Zuzu. His uncle. Pat the belly. What a random statement.
Kingsley. The little red hat on the baby.
It's emotional. Yet again. He won the award. The Sardine Award. Guard there's got a machine gun. And
you never know.
Kid makes a lot of trips to Italy from Germany.
Doesn't he?
Aww. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. leaves his award behind.
Because it's the people that matter.
It's a metaphor, man.
Very deep. Ten out of ten for the music in this movie.
Mm-hmm. It's good stuff. Let's see. I guess we gotta watch the credits. We've gone this far.
Come this far.
We're an hour and 52 minutes into this, and I just learned that you could click on emojis for the rest of the group. I'm very
I
sad.
Oh, yeah, I saw that earlier.
Excuse me, why did you minimize my screen?
No. Oh.
All right, well, I have to say, the Disney's video player leaves something to be desired.
They're speeding up the end, no?
Ah, the intern's now part of the team. Happy to see that.
Oh.
That's the least they could do for getting shot.
Hennessy's there. The happy wife.
Happy wife, happy life.
Ship's all clean and freshly painted. Kind of. Really annoyed that I can't resize the screen back to large. It's only tiny for me.
Yeah, same here.
They're going to do some Titanic up on the bow for you, April. In memory of Jacques Cousteau.
No. Oh. There you have it.
All right.
Such a good movie.
That was fun.
I think we call that the end of the episode. I mean, the end of the video.
End of the movie.
I think so.
So.
It was fun.
Nick, you've only seen this a couple times in the last forever. Worth your 2 hours?
Yeah, I think so.
It's a fun film. Not as much scuba diving as you'd like in a scuba diving podcast, but what can you do?
I think that's the first time I saw it. I thought it was like going to be more of that adventure stuff rather than just the interplay between the characters. But I think that was just their interpretation on the theme. And yeah, if you kind of look through the movie and you know enough about Jacques Cousteau, you can kind of see a lot of the references.
Yeah, most definitely.
I think if somebody goes out and watch Becoming Cousteau, which I think might be on Disney Plus too, right?
Mm. It is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I think you'll kind of get the references too. So it'll be a nice pairing.
Good take there, Nick. We'll make sure to, I guess we can't put a link to the Becoming Cousteau, but maybe a reminder in the show notes.
A reminder.
Yeah, if you have to check it out.
Disney Plus, go watch it.
April, you've watched at least 25 times. Was 26 as good as the last?
26th time was even better. It's been like, I don't know, at least a year since I watched it the last time. So it was nice to watch it again. I love that movie. And I actually like own that movie for real before like I had Disney Plus. So I like
on
it
a
so
physical
much.
Media format. Wow.
Yeah, I like it so much. I paid like $24.99 for it. So much I like that movie.
get the Blu-ray / standard definition DVD combo pack.
Exactly. Yeah, I did. Yep. No, such a good movie. That was fun. I don't know the last time I like watched a movie and was allowed to talk through it. How exciting.
It's good stuff. Every time I make comments when watching movies with Pam, she just rolls her eyes. So you guys could have been rolling your eyes and I just didn't even know.
I had no idea.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Beauty of the podcast. People are probably listening to this podcast while watching the movie, rolling their eyes at our commentary.
I think we had a good balance between pointless commentary and letting some moments pass that needed to be watched. I don't know.
Oh, I'm just going to say so that. Too.
We'll see what the feedback is.
Sometimes I actually was like getting into the movie where it was like I was starting to watch it, and then I was like, "Oh shit! Right, I'm supposed to be
talking,
supposed to be commenting on it." But I was just like watching it and enjoying it.
Yeah, it's one of those movies. This is one of those ones.
It's one of those ones
where. I may have lied. I've probably seen that movie. If you've seen it 25 times, I've probably seen it 75 times over my lifetime. maybe not all the way through, but I've at least started to watch it or watch some portion
and fall asleep
that many times. Yeah, I'm a put a movie on to fall asleep to kind of person.
Nice.
And I've watched that movie a lot, but I still notice things I never noticed before. Taking a very close watch of it while doing this podcast. So it was really fun. As we sometimes say, I think it's time to wrap up the podcast.
That's it. 100 episodes.
100 episodes. Our longest episode ever. Single episode, I think.
And, going for record
here. Yeah.
Yeah.
And arguably the most fun movie we've watched on the podcast.
Definitely the most fun movie we've ever watched on the podcast.
Yeah. And so I guess I will start by saying or finish by saying don't forget you can support this podcast at patreon.com/diveinpod and get some fun rewards for doing so. Visit our website diveinthepod.com for all the links you need, episodes, merch, and so much more. On social media you can follow me at idiveok.
I'm at April Weichert.
You can find me at nicholaswinkler.com.
Next week, we bring you episode 101, our first episode of season 3 of Dive in the Podcast. Join us for our second part in our two-parter with Pete Mesley.
This episode of Dive in the Podcast was brought to you by our sponsor, Torpedo Ray Scuba.
Thanks for listening.
Dunzo. Dunzo.